This is a CKTZ News Update. The Cortez Island Academy is set to launch in September. It's a unique program for high school students in local school district 72 who are either from Cortez Island or further afield. 24 students are registered for the 5-month semester, which has a curriculum that includes leadership skills, ocean and wildlife biology, as well as radio journalism, all of which are high school credit courses. However, about 6 students still need housing on Cortez Island. Kate Madigan is helping with the effort.
Right now I'm a volunteer. I was helping to get this program off the ground, the CIA. I work for the CIA, which is the Cortez Island Academy, which is a really exciting high school program, 5-month high school program, bringing kids from all over the school district, including also international students. And I agreed to take a couple of these students. And one of the students is from Germany. He's 16 years old, and I'm looking forward to taking another student. And yeah, it's really amazing. This is how we're accommodating the program, is by providing what they call homestays for students. They need somewhere to stay when they're on the island. Some of them will go home on the weekend. They'll be away Friday to Sunday, but the international students obviously will be sticking around for the entire 7 days.
And how many students are you hoping to house on Cortez during this period?
Some of the students are actually locals, so they already have their own place. I'm not sure how many of them there are, but there are a number of other students. Like, there's 24 signed up for the programs. Quite a number of those are locals, but there's, like I say, a number coming off island, and so they need somewhere to stay. Otherwise, it's really hard to make this program work. There's about 6 students right now that are in need of places to stay. We're really hoping locals will step up, and if they have a bedroom, an extra bedroom, they get some money for that to help pay for expenses like food and gas. And so that's about $900 a month if the student is with them full time.
And how long a period, how many months is required to house those people?
Most of them will be for 5 months, so it'll be September to the end of January. And then some of the students will only be doing like part of that. So yeah, most of them will be about 5 months.
And can you say a little bit, Kate, about the curriculum for this program and what makes it special?
Oh, it's super exciting. So the first 5 weeks is outdoor recreation leadership with Kai Harvey and Cortez Kayaks. And then the second 5 weeks is marine biology, and they're going to be learning all about marine protected areas and those kind of things. Really exciting. And just ocean literacy. And this third 5 weeks will be radio journalism and podcasts. So that'll be with Odette Auger and I believe Amanda O'Fox-Gillespie is involved in that as well. And then the last 5 weeks is film school with Real Youth.
And this is part of the high school curriculum. Like, this, does this count for credit courses actually?
Absolutely. This program has partnered with School District 72. And so it's Jeff Lonteo is going to be the school district teacher, and he's going to be living on Cortez Island during that time of the program. And so he will be assisting with the program. And it's totally school credits. Like, these are actual high school credits that these kids will get.
And when they do some academic work inside, what's the venue where they'll be able to do schoolwork indoors?
I gather the school is providing a classroom, and I believe there's also for evening work, the kids can be getting together to work on projects at night at Linnea classroom.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.